A red exclamation point punctuates a logo. Shout Studios. Hand and radio control puppets, as well as marionettes, portray the characters in this teleplay. On a dirt trail beside a river, a skinny green frog rides a bike. He wears a sweater, pants, and a red plaid scarf.
Hi all, this is Kermit the Frog, and I'm here to tell you the story about Emmett Otter's...
He crashes into a road sign.
That's Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. It's a good thing I didn't damage the sign here. You'll notice that it points the way to Frogtown Hollow. That's where Emmett and his ma live.
He turns his head.
Somebody's coming.
A ragtag gang of animals pulls up in a convertible.
Look, it's a frog!
Nah, that's a toad. Frogs ain't that ugly, right, Chuck?
Now, wait a second, you guys.
Hey, Chucko, you see anything you like?
How about the scarf?
You got it!
A catfish snags the scarf with a fishing line, and Chuck, a furry brown stout, drives the car away. Kermit sits holding the signpost.
That was a bunch known as the River Bottom Gang, and unfortunately you're going to be seeing more of them too. Because, like Ma and Emmett, they're all part of Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Viewed from above, a bird flies over a hilly landscape peppered with trees and buildings. A village nestles in a valley near the river. Title, Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. Opening credits, based on the book by Russell and Lillian Hoban. Written by Jerry Jaw. Music and lyrics by Paul Williams. With Jim Henson's Muppets. Along a dry brown river bank, animals poke their heads out of gray wooden shacks. In a little green rowboat on the water, Emmett Otter sits facing Ma and paddles with two oars.
Was known for her generous silhouette, and yet
she was known even more for
the bathing suit she wore. Once a pirate tried to steal it, it was rumored he was gonna use it for a pirate sail. I'm innocent of such an act, he cried. The fact is that's a perfect diaper for a baby whale. Sweet grandma's eyes, how they could charm you. Five generations of loving friends she made.
All the children enjoyed her in many ways.
When the sun was a scorcher, Grandma Otter was their shade. Even so, it was her bathing suit that made her famous. It was almost heaven sent. Many times when it was drying on the line, a tourist would mistake it for a circus tent.
A porcupine fishes on a dock.
Oh, hi, Emmett. I'm fishing. What are you doing?
Delivering laundry and going to Waterville. See you, Wendell.
Now she has gone. Now she has left us.
Left with sweet memories.
And left with something more.
We've made curtains.
And handkerchiefs.
And clothing for the poor.
From the one bathing suit that your Grandma Otter wore. From the one bathing suit that your Grandma Otter wore.
Say, Ma, that sounded pretty nice.
Nice? I should say it did, Emmett. Why, you can hear the fish applauding.
I think you're right. Maybe I should pass the hat.
Pa used to say, if you pass the hat to fish, all you get is a wet hat. Still. Well, I suppose the fish have just about as much money as any of us this year.
Couldn't have much less.
Ma looks in the water, and Emmett continues to row.
Ma?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do about Christmas this year?
Oh, better lean into that starboard oar. There's old Gretchen Fox on her dock waiting for her laundry. Ooh, she looks friendly as a polecat today.
At a dock.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Same time we always get here.
Yes, you're late every week. And last week when I opened the laundry parcel, there was a scorch mark on one of the sheets.
Oh, well, maybe I can knock off a little bit on the price.
You certainly shall. Remind me of that when I pay you next week.
Gretchen leaves.
Ta.
Well, I got the bill right here, and since it's 3 days till Christmas, I'd really appreciate it if you'd fall off the dock.
Way to go, Ma.
Yeah, well, sometimes you gotta talk tough to these people.
Yep, that's telling her, Alice.
Morning, Will Possum.
Morning.
I didn't see you sitting there.
Well, that's okay, Alice. Listen, you got anything to barter with today?
Oh, glad you asked. Just knitted up a fine pair of wool socks.
Great. I got a few big old pumpkins.
Pumpkins, huh? I could make them into pies and sell them at a profit.
Well, they're in the garden right over here.
Will gets up and walks away, and ducks float in the water near the shore. Shortly after, Emmett and Alice continue along the river with pumpkins in their boat.
Can you make much money on those pumpkin pies, Ma?
Oh, about enough to buy wool for another pair of socks, I guess.
Good thinking, Ma. Now you can knit more socks to buy more pumpkins, to sell more pies, to buy more wool.
Oh, all right. All right. Lean into those oars, or we'll never get to Waterville.
In Waterville, Chuck drives the river bottom gang in the car. Chuck crashes the car as a snake wraps its body around his neck.
Hey, what'd you do that for? Hey, boss. Me and Chuck's going to lunch. We don't want to stop. Right, Chuck?
Neck.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's a music store over there, and Snake needs a new string for his guitar.
Get off my shoulder.
I'm going. Geez, a fellow should be grateful he's got shoulders.
Come on, guys, let's go in the store.
Are you crazy? Me and Chuck don't want to go to no dumb music store.
No, I didn't think so.
I'd like to.
Oh, yeah, why not?
I'll stay here. It's too dry in there.
Hey, you young rag scamps! You just messed up my fruit stand!
Oh, so sorry!
The catfish spits water at the fruit seller. The gang heads to the store and a lizard in a leather jacket bumps a sign.
Sorry about that.
He returns the sign to its stand and hurries into the store followed by Chuck. Down the street, Emmett and Alice stroll along a sidewalk.
Is that all the errands we have to do?
Nope. But it's the end of the money we have to do them with.
Might as well head for the river, then.
Wait now, Emmett. Didn't Sam Turtle pay you for fixing his steps yesterday?
No. I was the one who broke them.
Oh, Emmett. You with your odd jobs. Me with my socks and pumpkins. No wonder we're so rich.
We'll make out. You gotta have faith, Ma.
Oh, I got plenty of faith. I spent all those years married to a snake oil salesman, didn't I?
Well, Pa should have gotten rich on snake oil, but there just aren't enough
people who want to oil a snake.
Pa used to always say that when business was bad.
Yup, he said it a lot.
Wait now, would you look at that?
What?
That swell guitar. Mother of pearl inlays, too.
At the music store.
Now, Ma, that's what you can get me for Christmas.
Oh, sure. After all, it's only $40. Say, what is that racket?
Inside, the gang plays instruments.
No!
I can't believe what's happening here in my store. Oh, what are
you? Who are they,
huh? Beats me. Hooligans is what they are. Probably some of those river bottom boys.
A bass drum rolls out.
Hey, what you done?
It ain't even height. They didn't want these things to roll. They should have made them square.
The lizard picks up the drum.
Hey,
Yeah, Chuck?
I'm hungry.
Hey, everybody, Chuck's hungry!
No, I'm not hungry. I'm hungry!
Chuck!
Now!
The gang hurries off, and Chuck saunters after them. Emmett and Alice watch as the car drives away with flames shooting from the tailpipes. On the river, Alice sits across from Emmett as he rows the boat.
Ooh, getting colder every day now.
Be walking the river soon.
And skating on it.
Got to expect cold weather just a few days before Christmas.
Don't talk about Christmas all the time. There's no point, is there? We don't have enough for regular days.
Sorry. I remember the last Christmas before Pa died.
Oh, Emmett.
I remember decorating the Christmas branch and Pa sang and you played that old piano we had.
I remember all right. Selling that old piano was one of the saddest things I ever had to do.
Seems like we've sold just about everything last couple of years.
About all I got left is a sense of humor and a washtub.
Well, at least there ain't no hole in the washtub.
Oh, there ain't no hole in the washtub. That's what you call your basic keeping warm while you're rowing home kind of song.
I'm rowing. Where's the singing?
Head full of good thoughts, belly full of grub, money in your pocket when there ain't no hole in the washtub.
Sweet as honeysuckle on the vine, Ma.
Your nails won't break and your toes won't stub. You never get a fever when there ain't no hole in the washtub.
If you look to the good side, falling down's a free ride, slipping and a sliding in the mud.
If your back is hurting, I can say for certain I'll be there to treat you to a soothing bag rub.
When there ain't no hole in the washtub.
On the riverbank, a squirrel scuttles around a tree stump.
Lunch at the upper crust, dinner at the club, high on the hog when there ain't no hole in the washtub.
Watermelon gardens, berries on a shrub, cookies in the kitchen when there ain't no hole in the washtub.
Wendell catches a leather boot.
Hey, Emmett, look what I caught!
Good catch, Wendell!
Yeah, they're really biting today.
I'll be there to treat you to a soothing back rub.
When there ain't no hole in the washtub.
A bullfrog stands on a dock wearing a top hat and a cape.
There go two of the nicest folk on the river.
If you look to the good side, falling down's a free ride, slipping and a sliding in the mud. Twist and contort you, that barrel supports you. You can feed and clothe yourself with a rub-a-dub-dub.
The sky glows orange as Emmett paddles the boat down the river. Standing on one leg in the water, a crane stretches its neck and moves its head up and down. From a bird's eye view, snow covers the hills and little houses scattered about Frogtown Hollow. Emmett and Alice's house sits along the frozen river. The wooden siding is weathered and gray. A brick fireplace stands tall attached to the side of the house. Emmett exits a door and steps onto a small porch.
Phew! Boy, it's cold this morning. Wow, river's frozen up solid.
He descends a staircase and goes to a woodpile.
Boy, might be needing a mess of wood today.
Hey, Emmett! Emmett!
Morning, Wendell.
Guess what? Old Lady Possum will give me 50 cents if I mend her fence.
50 cents? Good deal.
Yeah, but I don't have any tools.
Well, I've got the tools in Pa's old tool chest.
Hey, if you could help, maybe we could split the money.
Sure thing. I'll be right with you.
Good. Oh, let's see. Half of 50 cents. Half of 50 cents.
Emmett carries an armful of firewood to the house.
Oh, morning, Miss Muskrat.
Morning, Emmett. Is your ma home?
She sure is.
Oh, let me get the door for you.
Oh, thank you.
Inside the house.
Company, Ma.
come in, come in.
Oh, don't fuss, Alice. I'm just here to use the spinning wheel you keep borrowing from me.
Sit down. Mercy, I don't even have water on for tea. Goodness gracious.
Ma, me and Window got a job. Real money this time. See ya.
Watch out for thin ice along the riverbank.
Okay. Bye, Ma.
Whoa, can that boy move fast? Now, where'd I put that teapot?
Outside, Wendell and Emmett walk along the riverbank.
Well, Emmett, are you going to enter?
Enter what?
The contest.
I don't know about any contest.
Golly, it's a talent contest at the town hall on Christmas Eve.
No kidding.
And first prize is $50.
They stop.
$50?
In the house.
That's a lot of money, Hetty. You sure you got that right?
$50 cash. That's the prize.
Lot of money.
I thought you might be interested, Alice. You do have a mighty fine singing voice.
Anybody'd be interested in $50.
On the riverbank.
Hey, why don't you enter, Emmett? You're a good singer.
Are you kidding? I couldn't get up there and sing all by myself. It'd be embarrassing. Hi, Harvey. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. Hi, Harvey.
Emmett, Wendell. Hey, listen. You two are just who we've been looking for.
You bet.
Oh, yeah? What's up, Harvey?
Well, you know about the Waterville Talent Contest?
Sure. Everybody's heard of that. Right, Emmett?
Well, you see, Charlie and me were just talking about what we should do is organize a jug band.
Yeah, wouldn't that be swell?
Mm-hmm. See, I play kazoo and washboard, and Charlie here plays a good cigar box banjo.
I really do, my ma says.
Mm-hmm. So all we need is a couple of other guys to fill out the band.
Well, how come us?
Well, you see, you can blow a jug, Wendell.
Yeah. Hey, this is a good idea, Emmett.
Maybe. What would I play?
What else? You get to play washtub bass.
Why me?
Well, because your ma's got the washtub.
Oh, no, forget it. Count me out. I'm not in your band. That's final.
Come on, why not, Emmett?
Because to make a washtub bass, you have to put a hole in the washtub.
At the house, Alice scrubs clothes in the washtub.
I don't even have a proper costume. Hetty, I can't possibly enter that contest.
You're right, Alice. Forget the whole thing.
Hetty Muskrat, you stop trying to sweet-talk me into this.
Outside Old Lady Possum's house, Emmett and Wendell work on a fence.
This is the fence we're supposed to mend?
Well, yeah.
Well, that's not repairing, that's rebuilding.
Don't just stand around, boys. You got work to do.
In the distance, Old Lady Possum stands on her porch. A montage shows Emmett and Alice working. Alice washes in the washtub.
Just once, I'd like to give a fine store-bought present to Emmett for Christmas. And with $50.
Emmett hammers nails in the fence.
I've never given Ma a nice Christmas present. Never gave one to Pa either, and now it's too late. Harvey says $50 split four ways is $12.50. A lot of money.
Outside the house, Alice hangs clothes on a laundry line.
That guitar we saw in town, the one with the mother-of-pearl inlays, Emmett really wants it. But $40.
Emmett walks along the riverbank.
I can't buy a piano for $12.50 anyway. But you could put a down payment on a used one.
In the house, Alice rolls out pastry dough with a rolling pin.
But if I do enter, I gotta have a costume. And to buy a costume, I'd have to hawk something. Nothing left to hawk. Of course, there's Pa's old tool chest. But Emmett uses that for odd jobs.
We would make a good jug band, but to put a hole in Ma's wash tub...
Alice takes a pie from an oven.
He sure would like that guitar.
Emmett cuts a branch with a saw.
Nothing would make her happier than having a good old piano again.
Alice dries a saucer.
I just don't know.
She stands at a table in front of the fireplace. Outside, Emmett carries the branch.
I just can't decide.
He walks towards the house. Inside, Emmett enters carrying the branch and tool chest.
Ma? I'm home. I cut the Christmas branch.
Oh, I see you did.
Well, after all, tomorrow's Christmas Eve, and even if we don't have presents, at least we can have the branch.
It's a nice one, Emmett.
Just like Pa used to bring home.
Yep. Every year he'd go out vowing he was going to bring home a real whole Christmas tree. But he never had the heart to do it.
And every year he'd say, because I didn't cut it down, the rest of that tree will still be alive in 100 years.
You know, sometimes you even sound like your Pa.
Ma, Do you suppose it'd be safe to use Pa's slide now?
Oh, I should think so. The ice must be solid by this time. Race you to her.
Hey, wait for me now.
Outside.
First slide of the year. Whoopee!
He slides down the bank onto the frozen river.
Wow, I forgot how much fun that is.
Well, stand back. It's my turn.
Woo! Alice rushes down the slide and stops next to Emmett.
Wow, isn't that great?
It's good enough.
Good enough for what?
Good enough to do again.
They stand up.
Hey, now, my turn next.
Emmett hurries across the ice.
Watch, Emmett. It's my turn again.
She glides down the bank and spins when she hits the ice. She flops onto her back and rolls side to side. Emmett jumps onto the slide, then crashes into Alice at the bottom.
Oh, boy. That old slide's just about the best thing Pa ever built.
Yeah, he may not have left us much, but that old slide is just about enough.
Gee, I think he left us a lot.
Well, he left what he could. Pa used to say, a person's got to take some chances or life will never come to nothing.
He took his chances on snake oil.
Fact that it didn't come to much hardly matters.
In voiceovers.
Pa would huck that tool chest.
Pa would put a hole in that wash tub. Ma, remember Pa's favorite song?
When the mountain touches the valley, all the clouds are taught to fly. Thus our souls shall leave this land most peacefully. Though our minds be filled with questions, in our hearts we'll understand. When the river meets the sea, like a flower that has blossomed in the dry and barren sand,
we are born and born again most gracefully.
Thus the winds of time shall take us with a sure and steady hand. When the river meets the sea,
patience, my brothers, and patience, my sons, in that sweet and final hour, truth and justice will be
inside
done.
She tucks Emmett into bed.
Like a baby when it is sleeping in its loving mother's arms, what a newborn baby dreams is a mystery.
She blows out a lamp and kisses him. Outside, the sun sets behind the house. The next morning, a bird flies over snowdrifts in front of the house. Inside, Emmett stirs in his bed. He sits up and tosses off his covers, including a patchwork quilt on top, then gets out of his little twin bed. He wears pants with suspenders over a shirt. He reaches under his bed and takes out a note. He takes the note to the table by the fireplace. He sets the note with his handwriting on the table.
Dear Ma, I'll be gone all day. I'll explain about the washtub when I see you late tonight. Love, Emmett.
On the other side of the table is another handwritten note.
Dear Emmett, I'll be home late tonight, and I'll explain about the tool chest when I see you. Love, Ma.
Outside, icicles hang from the eaves of the house as Emmett carries the washtub towards the woodpile. He sets it upside down. He looks to the side, then picks up a large nail and a log. He centers the nail on the bottom of the washtub and steadies the log over the nail, then raises it. He brings it down and strikes the nail. In a treehouse, the jug band rehearses. Emmett plays the washtub bass with a string coming out of the center attached to the top of a stick. Wendell blows on a jug, Harvey scratches a washboard, and Charlie picks the banjo.
When you meet somebody that don't like soul food, they still got a soul. And it don't mean that you got no rhythm if you don't like rock and roll. But if you taste like pine, you like cider, not wine, then you're very different thing to do.
Let's get a pretty girl dancing to jug band music.
And the mess of mama's barbecue. Barbecue.
This is my spirit.
I swear that never fails. And the sauce mama makes just as in forever if you dare to get it under your nails.
Well, you may be poor with the wolf at your door,
but money isn't everything.
You still got the song and a river full of fun, and you always have a song to sing.
So get the grin off your face. We're gonna replace it with a grin and a dream come true.
With a pretty girl dancing to
joint
band music.
And
barbecue. Harvey plays a kazoo.
Barbecue.
This my spirit.
I swear that it never fails. And the sauce mama makes just stays there forever if you dare to get it under your nails.
So get the
frown off your face. We're gonna replace it with a grin and a dream come true.
With a pretty girl dancing to jug band music.
And a mess of mama's barbecue.
That's a pretty girl dancing to jug band music.
And a mess of mama's barbecue.
A mess of mama's barbecue.
Oh,
wow.
That was fantastic. I can feel the prize money in my pocket.
Really?
We sound great.
Well, we sound fair. Let's do it again.
Gee, haven't we done it enough?
Yeah, we done it all afternoon.
Well, let's do it some more. I put a hole in Ma's washtub for this contest, and we gotta win. Now, here we go.
Gee, Mr. Big Time Conductor.
Are you ready, Harvey?
Sure.
Elsewhere in the hollow, snow covers little gray houses and shacks. Inside Hetty's house, Alice sits at a sewing machine and sews. Hetty sits across from her and knits.
Thanks for letting me come over and use your sewing machine, Hetty.
I still can't believe it. You actually took that tool chest and hocked it to buy dress fabric.
I had to. I got to wear something for the contest, don't I? Besides, when I win, I'll have enough money to unhock it.
What if you don't win?
Got to win. Emmett is going to have a guitar with mother of pearl inlay this Christmas.
Whatever you say, Alice.
Hetty goes back to her knitting. In the treehouse.
Well, we better head for Waterville. I'd like to be there early for the contest.
Boy, I know we're gonna win. I just know it.
Hey, fellas, do you hear something?
Hey, sounds like a car or a motorcycle.
On the river bottom gang drives snowmobiles over the bank and onto the ice. The catfish rides in a bucket on skis pulled by the lizard's machine.
Hey, who are those guys?
I think they're from River Bottom.
They look down from the treehouse.
Look at the birds up in the trees.
Yeah? Well, we're not birds. We're a junk band.
Yeah, practicing for the talent contest.
Oh, sure. They're gonna win the talent contest, right, boss?
Shut up.
The River Bottom game carry on. Wendell and Emmett watch through a window.
What was that all about?
Night falls over Waterville, and animals gather at the town hall. Inside, a fox directs contestants backstage.
Contestants, I'd like you all to go to your dressing rooms now, please, if you would. Ladies over here to the left, and then to the right, please. This to the left here. And boys, yes, over there to the right. Ladies to the left, and then to the right.
A horse costume splits in two.
Sorry to split you up like that.
Alice enters.
Pardon me, is this the talent contest?
Yes, it is. Your dressing room is right over there.
Oh, thank you. I'm very nice to have helped you. I'm very nice. You excuse me. You're terribly nervous. Sorry.
Well, guys, this is the competition.
The jug band moves through a crowded dressing room. A woodchuck plays a banjo, and a rabbit hops up and down.
It's a snap. Two quick choruses of barbecue and the money is ours.
Quiet! It's starting! The show is starting!
A weasel leaves the room. At the side of the stage.
Okay, Will, stand by on the house lights. Dim the house lights. And fade up on the spotlights.
Will pushes a lever. In the hall, animals fill the seats, and the fox stands on stage.
Thank you, thank you. Welcome to Waterville's first annual Christmas Talent Contest. As some of you may know, I am Harrison Fox, mayor of Waterville. And first off, let me introduce our judges for tonight. Now, right down in the front row, we have James Badger, my lovely wife, Gretchen, and this year's chairman of the judges, the owner of the Riverside Rest, Waterville's favorite cafe and night spot, Doc Bullfrog. And right now, let's get things started with Shirley and Nat Muskrat as Carrots the Dancing Horse.
Harrison leaves the stage and Will opens a curtain. Shirley enters from stage right as the horse's front half, and Nat enters as the back end from stage left. He falls over and uses his feet to push himself off stage as they exit. The curtain closes.
Bitter feel, Harrison. We're off to a shaky start.
Sometime later, Harrison stands on stage in front of the curtain.
Okay, yes, thank you. Thank you. That was Lindsay and Deidre Mole with their duet for snare drum and piccolo.
Well, if the acts don't get any better than that, we've got no trouble.
And now, Mr. Yancey Woodchuck, to sing for you the ever-popular Barbecue.
Barbecue? But that's our song.
Ding dong, when you meet somebody that don't like soul food, they still got a soul. And it don't mean that you got no rhythm if you don't like rock and roll. If
we can't do the song after he's done it. People will think we're copying.
Yeah, we're really going to lose now.
No, we aren't. Come on.
Where are we going?
Down the alley. We're not on for a while yet. We gotta rehearse a new song.
The sauce Mama makes you stay there forever if you dare to get down to your nails. Barbecue. Thank you.
Will closes the curtain.
Welcome, if you will, George and Melissa Rabbit.
The curtain opens, and a rabbit in a blue dress and a rabbit in a blue shirt jump onto the stage. They kick their legs in time with the music. Their tall ears flop as they jump in unison, spreading their legs. Backstage, Will stands by a shelf with a schedule on it.
Well, it's gonna be a long night.
Harrison walks through a door to the alley.
You there, aren't you in this contest? You get in here this minute. You might miss your entrance, and we want this show to look professional.
The jug band starts to go back inside. On stage, six squirrels in matching shiny red shirts jump, flip, and roll around randomly. Another squirrel in the audience bounces as she applauds.
And now we have for you tonight one of our own traditional songs of the river, rendered by a dear little lady, Alice Otter.
Harrison walks off the stage, and Will opens the curtain. Alice steps out and faces the audience wearing her new dress made of blue flowered fabric. She nods to a piano player. With her hands clasped in front, she checks her stage position, then gazes forward.
We're closer now than ever before. There's love in our world and we're showing it more. Our world says, welcome, stranger. Everybody's a friend. Favorite stories don't end in our world.
It's Ma.
Yeah, and she's better than we are.
Some say our world is getting too small. I say with kindness there's room for us all. Our world is always changing. Every day's a surprise. Love can open your eyes in our world. When night lays sad upon you, go watch a simple sunrise. Love can open your eyes in our
world. Alice walks backstage where Emmett and the rest of the jug band wait.
They seem to like me.
Ma, you are the best, hands down. You've got this contest won.
Wait a minute. Emmett, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, me and the guys have organized a jug band.
Hey, Emmett, the mayor's introducing us.
Come on.
Four young lads whom I'm sure you'll enjoy. They call themselves the Frogtown Hollow Jubilee Jug Band.
Harrison exits and the curtain opens, revealing the four jug band members. Wendell blows into his jug.
Brothers.
The piano player joins in.
So many things to learn, but we'll enjoy each lesson. Problems don't worry us when half the fun is guessing.
Live a lifetime of surprise.
Magicians and leave the wonder in their eyes. Brothers, brothers.
The band members nod to each other as the curtain closes. Alice hurries over to them.
Boys, you were wonderful.
Did it sound all right, Ma?
You're certain to win.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was to have been our last act. Normally, we wouldn't allow any last-minute entries, but these kids have come a long way, all the way from River Bottom.
Backstage.
Yes, these River Bottom
come on, let's clear it away there, huh?
Kind
come
of
on,
act.
Clear it out.
What they've done is put together a genuine...
Yeah, that right there, huh? Yeah, that's good.
So
right,
let's welcome, please, tonight's last contestants. Here they are, the rock group known as... The Nightmare.
The curtain opens and stage lights shine on the Riverbottom Gang as the Nightmare. Chuck plays a keyboard, Snake plays guitar, the Weasel plays bass, and the Lizard sits behind a drum kit. The Catfish swims in a large aquarium.
We think what we want! We do anything that we wish! We got no respect for animal, birdie, or fish!
The Weasel sings into a microphone on a stand. Chuck uses a mic beside his keyboard as he plays. He wears a shiny blue cape and sunglasses.
We know we're a mess.
A tide does not like to be clean.
We don't brush our teeth,
'cause our toothache can help us stand.
Snake's body wraps around his guitar and he plays with the tip of his tail. The Lizard hits a cymbal with drumsticks. The Catfish squirts water from his mouth.
We laugh in your face!
Oh, we practice our growl and our sneer!
We break up your place!
We are dangerous when we are near!
A stage light shines bright in a star-like shape. Viewed from behind the drum kit, the audience tosses items in the air as the curtain closes. Moments later, Doc Bullfrog stands on stage.
And so, the winner of our first annual talent contest is... The Nightmare!
Afterwards, Alice, Emmett, and the Jug Band stand on the front steps of the hall.
Emmett?
Emmett looks at her.
I hopped the tool chest to get the material for my costume.
Oh? Well, you can see what I did to your wash tub.
Yep.
Doc Bullfrog joins them.
Evening, Mrs. Otter. Evening, boys.
Evening. Hi, Dr. Bullfrog.
Hi, Doc Bullfrog.
I think you should know that the judges were impressed by both of your acts. They just needed, well, that little something extra. Keep working on it.
Yes, sir.
Well, gotta be getting to work. Restaurant's busy tonight. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Well, boys, looks like they're closing things down. Better head for the river. Quicker to get home if we walk on the ice.
They start to leave. On the river, they pass ice skaters and a bonfire.
You know, Emmett, if I'd have won that contest, I would have given you that guitar with the mother-of-pearl inlay.
Would you really?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I was gonna get a piano for you.
Alice and Emmett pause.
A piano? Were you really?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Emmett, that's about the nicest present anybody ever tried to give me.
She hugs him, then they continue along the ice. Emmett carries the wash tub.
You know, Emmett, I guess I I should feel pretty bad. But the funny thing is that I don't. I feel pretty good.
So do I. I don't know why, but I do.
I guess it's because we did just what Pa would have done. Mighty nice kazoo blowing, Harvey.
Yeah, it was a great sounding song. We should have won.
Well, it just didn't turn out that way.
I thought my song was nice, too.
I hadn't thought of that old song in years, but when I did, it just felt right. Say, those two songs could fit together.
How do you mean, Ma?
Here, boys, I'm gonna start singing my song, and you come in singing yours when I show you, okay?
Okay.
They stop near Doc's cafe.
We're closer now than ever before.
How much alike we are. Perhaps we're long-lost brothers.
There's love in our world and we're showing it more.
We even think the same. You know there may be others.
Our world says welcome, stranger. Everybody's a friend.
We can always use a friend.
Favorite stories don't end.
Welcome, brother, in our world.
Gee, Ma, that sounds fine.
It sure does, Emmett. Some say our world is getting too small.
So many things to learn, but we'll enjoy each lesson.
I say with kindness, there's room for us all.
Problems don't worry us when half the fun is guessing.
Ooh. Our world is always changing. Every day's a surprise.
Surprise.
Love can open your eyes.
Brother, look around in our world.
In the distance, Doc Bullfrog walks onto the dock. Others poke their heads out of the cafe, then start to walk outside.
Fine music, folks. I thought you needed something a little extra, but it appears to me that what you needed was each other.
Well, we're mighty honored you liked it.
You wouldn't consider working at the Riverside Rest, would you?
Wow!
Wait a minute. Is the pay regular when we play regular?
Sure is. And meals are on the house.
Golly, you got mashed potatoes?
Sure, and you can start tonight.
Peachy keen.
Emmett, what do you say? Sounds better than selling snake oil.
Well, sure. Nobody wants to oil a snake these days.
Inside, animals sit at tables, surrounding a stage where Alice and the Jug Band perform.
We're closer now than ever before.
How much alike we are.
There's love in our world, we're showing it
you more. You know there may be. Everybody's a friend.
Favorite stories don't
end. Welcome to our world.
Across the room, Kermit the Frog sits at a table wearing a plaid jacket.
And so, Ma and Emmett and the boys started to make a little regular money and a lot of really fine music. And from then on, Christmas was a little merrier on the river.
He nods. Later, on the river, Alice and the band stroll along.
I sure enjoyed our first night's work.
Yeah, gonna enjoy the rest of them, too.
Gonna love the mashed potatoes.
Let's face it, Ma, we're better at singing and playing than we are at laundry and odd jobs.
Yeah. You know, boys, I'd like to do a song for Pa, right here and now. He took a chance on snake oil, and You took a chance on a washtub.
Okay, by me, Ma.
When the mountain touches the valley, all the clouds are taught to fly. Thus our souls shall leave this land most peacefully. Though our minds be filled with questions, in our hearts we'll understand when the river meets the sea. Sweet and final hour, truth and justice will be done.
Like a baby when it is sleeping in its loving mother's arms, what a newborn baby dreams is a mystery.
A mystery. His life will find a purpose, and in time he'll understand when the river meets the sea.
Credits: Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. Produced and directed by Jim Henson, featuring Jerry Nelson, Frank Oz, Marilyn Sokol, with Dave Goals, Richard Hunt, Aaron Oscar. Settings designed by William Beaton, lighting consultant, Tom Wright, puppets by Don Solon with Carolee Wilcox, Dave Goals, Mari Kessler, Amy Van Gilder, John Lovelady, Marianne Harms, Roland Cruson, Leslie Ash, Janet Lerman. Special Muppet effects by Faz Fazakis with Larry Jameson. Credits continue to roll. Copyright, Henson Associates Incorporated, 1977. A dragonfly zooms around the name Jim Henson, followed by a spider. The Jim Henson Company.